And he told, like, you just do it. And if you don't pick up the confidence right now, then I will shoot you to Los Angeles and you will need to survive there.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. And right now we are in Riga, Latvia. We got to experience the extraordinary tech chill, an amazing conference here in Riga with all the leading people in tech around the world flying into the Baltics to inform and inspire the tech community. And I have, how do you say your name? How do you say it?
Yeva.
So I constantly want to say Leva because I always see the I for an E. So it's I-E-V-A, Yeva. And Yeva and I had the opportunity to meet each other a few years ago. And so her tech journey has been evolving and I can't wait to share it with you. Welcome to the podcast again.
Thank you.
Okay, so go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So hi, my name is Ia, and I'm head of partnerships at Baltic Sandbox, which is the first fintech accelerator in Vilnius, Lithuania. And we are working with fintech and SaaS teams from all over the globe.
And you are just recovering your voice.
Yes.
So, and I've been dying to do an interview with her. So I'm so excited, even though her voice isn't back like 100%, that I still get to do the interview. And okay, so are you based in Lithuania or here in Latvia?
I'm quite confusing in this sense because I'm still based in Riga, Latvia, but I work in Vilnius, Lithuania.
And how often do you go there?
It depends like, if we have or don't have a program. During the program, I try to go there every second week for 1-2 nights, like 2 or 3 days. Because during the program, I'm also the team member who's traveling around the conferences.
And where were you when we first met compared to where you are today?
Trying to remember, but I think I just was starting with a tech chill as a community manager because it was November. Yes, and I think I completely switched to doing tech chill stuff in October or something. Yeah.
And what inspired you to make the change, move it or evolve from tech chill to working with an accelerator, and why focus on Lithuania?
That was quite interesting because I was actually like doing some other projects and things, and I was still with a tech chill in a sense that kind of felt like the best place to kind of do also the projects and also continue to work with community that I built at the tech chill. And then at some point, just like this summer was like quite busy, so I didn't have like time to actually think about what I should do or what are the moves. So it was quite honest conversation with our CEO Christine, and it was like mutual decision that it's time to move further or what are the next things. And then I took some few weeks just to think about what I want to do in the future, and there was that offer from people who. We were used to work together as a community, like they were like community partners for a tech show for a few years. So I knew the people already, and when they knew that I'm searching for something new, they offered me the job.
And what has been the most exciting thing that you've learned so far working with this new company?
That basically was a moment when I was working with a tech show and my own projects. It was like all the things, like just combining community building, ecosystem development. And this is kind of the moment when it kind of parted a little bit, but not completely. But like now I'm instead of working only with a community partners, especially hubs or events, a big part of what I do is working with investors, which is kind of a new thing.
Yeah. Because
before that, it was kind of just a small part or just people I know and who are friends. And now it's quite a big focus and it's like, yeah, it'll be interesting. And also, as an accelerator is quite new, then again, I'm in a position where I'm the first person who is doing that. So now the interesting part that I usually enjoy about like doing things is kind of make your own system and decide how you work with that community, how you build it, and how it's going to look like. So it's kind of in your hands.
And what kind of guidance can you give everybody listening on what investors look for?
In a sense, like from startups, yeah, or collaborations, yeah, or
from startups.
From startups, like looking for the next big thing. And if any of us would knew like what it is, that would be perfect. But no one does. So also I would say, and it's not different from what we search in Accelerator when we look at the teams, is we look also like from where they come, like who have suggested them. So that I would say, like, also investors look for very much for warm intros and like someone who can prove that those teams are good and legit, because it's not only about like next big thing, it's also a lot about people relationship. So how we can work together with those teams, because obviously when someone comes into Accelerator, they stay for longer than just a program. You kind of keep on working with those people, and the same for investors. If they become the portfolio company, it's kind of the people you meet quite often. So it's also like kind of human relationship, like that kind of factor, like culture in the team. Are they easy to mentor? Are they listening? Are they like that kind of?
And what would you say is one main advantage of having a startup company in the Baltics versus other places in the world?
I can't say about all the places in the world, but like comparing to other European countries or US, I would say like the biggest advantage, you can run longer because there is like you just have a longer runway because things are not so expensive here.
It's so true.
There is recently research on, and there is like comparing like the same amount of money, you can sustain yourself like for 1 year here versus 3 months in London. It's like, when, especially if you are an early stage startup and you have money as much as you can have, then it's a very important topic. At the same time, it's a very international environment. I think you noticed that also here and during Tech Chill. Small but quite open community. Like all the events are happening in English, so it's very easy to get involved. And also it's like, the rest of Europe, like the main hubs, are very accessible. Like it's a few hours flight to London or Berlin or Nordics or whenever.
What is your favorite thing about your job?
As I told, like, I think building things from scratch, like being somewhere where something new is made.
Yeah.
Because our accelerator is very, very young. So we are like a startup ourselves, because now in March we start our second and third program. So yeah, it basically started this autumn. So it's kind of very new things, and I would take this position in some big already working system, because I like better prefer to have this challenge moment in the work. So I think it's like the most.
And what would you say are like some of the exciting things that you've been learning? That's different from the environment at running a tech conference at Tech Chill. How is the organization different? Like, what kind of different organization things are you learning in, or I should say operations?
Yeah, it's like different cycle, I would say, because like for a tech conference, it's like something that happens once a year. So you're very focused for those 2-3 days when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I would say it's like different timeline.
Because you have different, what's it called? Not sprints, different...
Basically, if you have a program in autumn and spring, so it's kind of two like high moments when you have it, and it's not 2-3 days, it's 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And there is like different things you need to prepare before, what you do during the program, what you do after the program. So that's kind of also the new things that I learn, like how in every stage you work with the things and how you also manage your time and priorities during that every like step.
What's one piece of advice someone's given you that's really helped you throughout your career?
Like, that's very kind of bold thing. Like, we are too humble, I would say. Yeah. And we are like not liking to brag much about ourselves. And like first is the job done, and until you have like done something really great, until that you are not speaking about it.
Right.
So I have one friend from California, and I was asking him like how you are so confident on the stage or in interviews and something. And he told like you just do it, and if you don't pick up the confidence right now, then I will shoot you to Los Angeles and you will need to survive there. Come back.
It's so true.
I was like, okay. So I picked up my confidence.
Yeah.
So that was like, I don't know if it's like a suggestion, but it was kind of, putting it in different perspective.
How do you practice be more confident? Like, how do you even learn how to be more confident? What do you look for to be inspired?
You kind of start to look at the things that you have done differently, like really like kind of celebrating some smaller success or some smaller things, and kind of also it's like it also depends on how I would say some, not like everyone looks at you because it actually doesn't matter, but like how people you value a lot, like in the industry, for example, how they see you, or like when you talk about things or your challenges, like what they kind of respond to you or encourage you. And I've noticed that's like very important to kind of take those compliments, because that was also something that I was sometimes struggling to, how to take compliments that someone's taking, saying, oh, you're so great, this what you've done is so amazing. And you're always like questioning yourself.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have that confidence, you're kind of questioning like, is he just saying that because he's saying, or you can actually trust this? So, and I think like that's kind of one of the practice, to kind of learn to take the compliments. That's kind of the thing that...
Learn to take compliments.
Yes.
What's a go-to app or website or hardware that you love, that something that comes to mind, something you use pretty often?
I think like for my job, it's like everything that's for communication. Like so I have 3 chat apps or like... Yeah.
Like which chat apps?
Messenger, WhatsApp, and Telegram.
And no Slack?
Yeah, also Slack, but also Slack for...
Which one of those do you prefer?
It's like, it's very depends for with whom you're speaking.
Yeah.
Because like that's kind of the one thing that I learned, like being community manager, that you kind of, with the time, you start to memorize, like, which person prefers what. So I'm preferring the one that the person I'm talking with is preferring. So like if someone says it's easier for them to use WhatsApp, then I use WhatsApp, or someone is Slack, then use Slack.
Is there a book that is one of your favorite books?
I think the one that I also suggest for the teams is Crossing the Chasm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's quite good. And it's like, it's not only for marketers, but anyone who is like growing the company. There's so many good things in that area.
What should people know about the Baltic Startup Accelerator? Like, what kind of people should be applying to it? How many cohorts do you have? How many startups so far have raised money?
As I mentioned in the very beginning, like we work with fintech and SaaS teams from all over the globe, so it's not like restricted anyhow geographically. But those who are from outside the EU, they move their companies in Europe, mostly because they become investable for European investors. And so we mostly work with teams whose like main challenge right now is to expand to Europe. So we are working like with teams who are like maybe a little bit more mature than in other accelerators.
Right.
So they have already done something in their local market, so they have some traction already there, and they know that they want to expand to next place in Europe or to Europe in general. So those are the teams we can help the most.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, not the ones who are still figuring out like who they are or what, but like who already like kind of know next steps. We don't invest money because, as I mentioned, like those teams are a little bit bigger, so they actually don't need that acceleration money anymore. But we prepare them to be able to raise funds right after the acceleration program. It's not public yet, but we like out of 8 teams, 4 already raised funds from our first program.
That's really exciting.
Which finished in November, so kind of proves that that we are doing some things right. So, yeah.
How can people find out more about the accelerator and connect with you?
So, yeah, we have a website. BalticSandbox.eu.
BalticSandbox.eu.
Yes. So, and there is like everything about like our team or like program, our previous alumni team. So that's kind of main resource.
And where can people connect with you?
LinkedIn or email.
And so to connect with you via email, you can go to IEVA@BalticSandbox.com. That's BalticSandbox.com. Or you could find Yuva on LinkedIn at IEVAUPENIECE. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast, for being on again. Continue to keep us posted on everything Baltic Sandbox and just Baltic tech community in general. Is there any last thing you want to share with everybody before we wrap up?
Super happy to meet you again after those
few years. You're such a sweetheart.
And happy to be back in a podcast.
Yay! If you want to connect with more extraordinary women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. It takes you straight there. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye!
My name is Eva Openets, and I'm head of partnerships at Baltic Sandbox, which is a first fintech accelerator in Vilnius, Lithuania. And it works with fintech and SaaS startups who want to expand to Europe. And you're listening to Women in Tech.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.